You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An update on the Abundant Life school shooting: the father of the shooter has been arrested. Ever since it happened December 16th, Madison police said they would investigate how she obtained the gun she used to kill two people and hurt six more. Police say her dad, Jeffrey Rucknow, bought two guns in Dane County, and at least one of them was a gift for her. Acting Police Chief John Patterson.
The items recovered were disturbing, they were alarming, and they would have led any average person to the concern of violence. Two guns, a 9mm and a 22 caliber firearm, along with magazines and ammunition, were recovered at the school.
Rucknow faces two counts of providing a dangerous weapon to someone under 18 and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Those are both felonies. Police say he's cooperating with the investigation. We also learned the father was made aware of his daughter engaging in high-risk behavior online at least 2 years before the shooting.
A clear fascination with mass violence, with school shootings, and with weapons.
The shooter killed 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and teacher Aaron West. She shot six others. Four were released from the hospital shortly thereafter. One was in the hospital for about a month and then got to go home. The sixth student is still at American Family Children's Hospital. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway talked about all the families that ALCS impacted.
This is something that every single one of those kids and their parents and their families, all of the teachers and the staff and their families, have to live with for the rest of their lives. And I think in talking to folks, you know, it's really day by day.
The United Way fundraising account for the ALCS community is still active and accepting donations. The Joint Finance Committee has started work on the state budget. Yesterday, they voted down lots of Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal. That's not a surprise. It's been the strategy. Republicans essentially take the governor's budget down to the studs and pretty much start over from there. GOP members release their plan to nix about 600 proposals from Evers' budget. It's a long list. They're cutting measures to legalize marijuana, eliminate taxes on personal care products, give child care centers subsidies now that child care counts has ended, and increase taxes for the richest Wisconsinites. Meanwhile, Republicans also want a separate tax cut, while Democrats, including the governor, want any tax cuts included in the state budget. State Senator Howard Markline said it's about to be a long month, month and a half, as they negotiate. Meanwhile, funding from the state of Wisconsin is not being distributed to cities, towns, and villages fairly. That's according to a new study. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
A Marquette University analysis shows Wisconsin's revamped state aid formula under Act 12 benefits smaller Republican-leaning communities. Wisconsin Watch reports that towns under 5,000 residents have seen aid triple, while larger cities like Milwaukee and Madison received minimal increases. It's led to accusations of political bias in the GOP-crafted population-tiered system. Democrats argue the formula disadvantages urban areas.
And expect downtown to be swamped. It's graduation weekend for UW-Madison. The doctorate and MFA ceremony is tonight at the Cole Center, and tomorrow is the big one at Camp Randall with all bachelor's, graduate, and law students. You can expect added traffic and long waits at restaurants downtown. This year's commencement speaker is writer and humorist Jason Gay. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Milwaukee heads to Florida for a three-game series. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. After taking two of three games from the Houston Astros this week to get back to 500, the Brewers are taking on the Tampa Bay Rays for a three-game set this weekend. The Rays are currently on a three-game losing streak and sit five games below 500. Milwaukee is three games back in the NL Central. The NBA playoffs continue tonight. Last night, it was the Minnesota Timberwolves blowing past the Golden State Warriors 117-93 to even up the series at a game apiece. Tonight's games include the Pacers taking on the Cavaliers, where Indiana leads two games to none, and the Nuggets taking on the Thunder in a series currently tied at a game apiece. The NFL is announcing its schedule next Wednesday in full, with the league announced that it will release select games on its broadcast partners. Several games will be announced between CBS, Fox, NBC, and ESPN, as well as streaming platforms Amazon Prime and Netflix on Monday and Tuesday. The full schedule will then be announced Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the NFL Network. Lower-seeded teams in the WIAC Baseball Championship won both games yesterday as Platteville and Oshkosh advanced. They'll square off today. La Crosse and host Whitewater play in an elimination game to start things off today. One of those four schools will be crowned conference champion tomorrow afternoon at the end of the double elimination tournament. Today is the start of the WIAC Softball Championship at top-seeded Whitewater. Oshkosh is the number two seed. Both Whitewater and Oshkosh have a bye until tomorrow's semifinal round. Platteville takes on La Crosse, while Stevens Point gets Eau Claire. The winners today will play tomorrow in the semifinals, followed by the WIAC Championship game. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Just days after the president announced 100% tariffs on foreign films, there is serious pushback. According to Variety, the proposal is on shaky legal ground, as the president has been using the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, which gives him power to regulate trade in times of national emergency. But a Georgetown law professor says a 1994 amendment says a president can't stop the flow of audiovisual media. Since announcing the executive order, the White House said nothing official has been decided. Maybe Trump will forget about tariffs altogether after his failed run at the papacy. Keeping it papal, we have a new pope. But fun fact, according to The Hollywood Reporter, cardinals in Rome watched the movie Conclave as a research tool to help them in selecting the new pontiff. Politico reports that many cardinals called the film remarkably accurate. Coincidentally, the new pope's last name is not Fiennes, Lithgow, or Tucci. A new book about the show Better Call Saul reveals an interesting journey for the character of Saul Goodman. The character was first introduced on Breaking Bad before receiving its own spinoff, Better Call Saul. The role elevated actor Bob Odenkirk's career to a new level, although he probably would have gotten there anyway. The book, Saul Goodman v. Jimmy McGill, the complete critical companion to Better Call Saul, reveals that AMC wanted producers of Breaking Bad to scrap the Saul Goodman character altogether, but the producers stuck to their guns. Saul first appears in season 2 of Breaking Bad, but before he went by that moniker, he was Jimmy McGill, as we learned in the prequel, Better Call Saul. Also a fun fact, the Saul Goodman character was almost played by actor Michael McKean, who played Jimmy McGill's older brother Chuck, also a lawyer on Better Call Saul. I realize this only makes sense if you are a fan of both shows. If you've got 800 smackers burning a hole in your pocket, you could see Jerry Seinfeld live. Seinfeld will be performing at Madison's Overture Center on May 30th. I recommend going to the Overture Center's website, where tickets start anywhere from $70 to $90. But if you want to sit close enough to make sure Jerry flosses those piano keys, make sure you get your tickets off the Overture site, where they are a pricey $500, but still $300 cheaper than other outlets. If you're thinking about heading to Summerfest this year, make sure you check their website. Wednesday on Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy told me a lot of acts have been added since the lineup was announced in February. This year's performers include The Killers, Def Leppard, Lainey Wilson, Gigi Perez, Billy Corgan, and his new band. And if you're feeling retro, check out the Isley Brothers, Rick Springfield, and Devo. The event takes place over the course of 3 weekends and opens in about 6 weeks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a really nice weekend today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the low, maybe mid-70s in some spots here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to near 50. Tomorrow, sunny in the mid-70s. On Sunday, sunshine with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.